Welcome to FTR On The Go, striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals. Each week, we bring you snippets of FTR's Monday Morning Coffee, a blog written by FTR's own Steve Graham, designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest economic data.
Hello and welcome back to another update of the Monday Morning Coffee blog podcast. I'm Jonathan Starks, Chief Operating Officer at FTR. Today I'll be sharing with you some of the economic insights from the week of October 17th through the 21st, 2016, along with key upcoming economic releases. Last week's U.S. economic data was mostly positive. The Federal Reserve received mostly upbeat reports in the bi-monthly Beige Book report, with increasing accounts of labor market tightening and wage pressures. Overall, the data still seems to support an interest rate increase in December by the Federal Open Market Committee. Housing data was mixed last week, with stronger existing home sales, but housing starts weakening. The starts data was itself mixed, as the weakness was concentrated in the multifamily component and permits did increase. Housing has been flat for over a year, but the drivers of demand still point to a better pace for the single-family market. Industrial production rose 0.1% in September, but that followed a roller coaster rise of a 0.5% increase in July and a 0.5% decline in August. Manufacturing did edge up 0.2% in September, but that did little to erase the 0.5% decline seen in August. Factory activity is trying to find its footing, and some of the weights in the form of the energy decline and the inventory correction are fading. While the factory sector may be stabilizing, it will not see much of a push for growth. Still, a slightly positive factory sector is a step up from a negative one. The GDP report released later this week should support the solid nature of the economy. Inventories will contribute a little to growth, though not as much as expected. And the main driver is still the stalwart consumer. After the presidential election is over, the consumer's attention should turn to the holidays, which are expected to be decent. Housing will remain subdued until the spring, but may turn slightly positive before then. Last week's data highlight looks at home sales. Existing home sales rebounded strongly in September, increasing 3% to an annual pace of 5.5 million. Sales were up less than 1% from a year earlier. Despite the September increase, sales of existing homes have been mostly flat since mid-2015. The lack of sales can be partly attributed to a lack of listings. Single-family listings totaled 1.8 million, up 1.1% from August, but down more than 7% from September of 2015. The lack of demand likely emanates from a continued caution by consumers. Rising wages should boost demand. The slight increase in first-time home buyers over the past years is an indication of improvement. Home builder sentiment fell slightly in September, dropping 2 points to an index reading of 63. Two out of the three subcomponents fell during the month. Even with the pullback, the index is at the second highest reading of the year, consistent with robust building levels through the remainder of the year. Inventories of new homes are at a low 4.6 months. Anything lower than 6 months means builders are likely to ramp up construction. The conditions suggest decent building going into 2017. Residential construction, however, continued to slide in September, with housing starts falling 9% to an annual pace of just over 1 million units. The decline was caused by the multifamily sector, which dropped 38%. Single-family starts, the largest segment, increased 8%. From early 2015 through July of 2016, housing starts were basically flat, but they have slipped the last 2 months. Permits were up in September, so a bounce back to the trend numbers are likely. However, a step up to a more pronounced level is unlikely in the near term. On the international front, Britain's inflation rate rose at the fastest pace in 2 years. The inflation rate rose 1%, the highest since November of 2014, and that followed a 0.6% increase seen in August. Factory prices rose at an annual 1.2%, the most in 3 years. The Bank of England has warned that the pound's decline would push inflation above the target 2%. Looking ahead to upcoming economic releases, we have the Conference Board's Index of Consumer Confidence for October released on Monday, October 24th at 10 a.m. Eastern. We look for the index to surrender the 2-point increase we had the month before, as uncertainty from the election and Hurricane Matthew likely slowed sentiment. The index still will remain at a high level. September new home sales will be released on Wednesday, October 26th at 10 a.m. We look for new home sales to drop close to 600,000, a solid number despite the September dip. Inventory should be up, but the supply will still remain tight. September durable goods orders will be released on Thursday, October 27th at 8:30 a.m. We look for orders to fall 0.5% in September after being unchanged in August. Core capital goods orders improved 0.6% in August and 0.8% in July. A small advance of 0.2% is expected in September. If it does rise, it would be the fourth consecutive advance. Shipments could then start to turn positive in a couple of months. The third quarter employment cost index will be released on Friday, October 28th at 8:30 a.m. Look for the index to have increased about 0.5% in the third quarter, nearly identical to the past two quarters. Growth in wages should also track the prior two quarters. The initial estimate for third quarter GDP will be released on Friday, October 28th at 8:30 a.m. GDP is expected to have increased about 2.5% in the third quarter. Consumer spending should increase nearly 3%, relatively strong, but still down from the more than 4% jump seen in the second quarter. Inventories will add less than 0.5% to Q3 growth, but should add more in the fourth quarter. And trade is expected to be neutral for the third quarter. Final sales will be an important figure to watch for insight into the economy's real strength. Final sales removes the impact of swings in inventory so you can better understand the underlying demand in the economy. Now you will find several FTR analysts out and about in the coming weeks. This week on Tuesday, October 26th, FTR CEO Eric Starks will be addressing a meeting of Wabash National van dealers. He'll be giving an economic update and an outlook for the trailer market. Next week, I will be heading to the great state of Texas to join my esteemed colleague Noel Perry at Connected 2016. And this is the second annual TruckStop.com Users Conference. I will be delving into spot market analytics, while Noel will be prognosticating on predictive analytics and technology's impact on optimizing transportation. We look forward to meeting many of you during these travels.
If you enjoy FTR on the go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To read the full blog, visit blog.ftrintel.com or go to ftrintel.com to find the latest analysis from FTR, your transportation intelligence experts. We'll be right back.